imagine.
Right. And another a natural human instinct. How does sex work?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have is it's just a rotating schedule. So
you're winding me up.
I'm winding you up. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm with one wife one next, and the next wife the next. And they all have their own bedrooms.
Are you serious?
Yep.
A rotating schedule for your wives.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Monday is you sleep with wife one. Tuesday is you sleep with wife two. Wednesday is you sleep with wife three. What happens on a Monday if you want to have sex with wife two, but it's wife one's night?
It just doesn't happen. I kind of be respectful of that schedule, and that's where I spend my time and affection, so that they know what they can count on. So it's not always as glorious and grand as people would think. You certainly have to be able to put your selfish instincts aside and just say, okay, this is the commitment I've made, and then for the time that's with that person, that's where I put my time and attention.
And this is part of your faith, your Mormon faith.
Uh-huh.
Please forgive my prejudice, because obviously I have no right to judge you or anyone's religion. But would this not mess someone up psychologically? Again, that natural human instinct to want a lover to be for them, and they're having to tolerate two other lovers and wives on a schedule in the same house.
Well, I certainly could respect and understand how somebody could struggle with that, and it's certainly not for everyone, but for us, it's very much something that we love and enjoy, all of us together in the company, and the women have a very, very strong bond with one another, and it's a big part of what attracts them to that is that they have these female bondships that really help them and get through it. Sometimes they're closer to each other than they are to me.
Now, if your wives wanted more husbands, would that be okay with you?
It wouldn't fit within our belief structure or what we've committed to, any more than if I wanted more wives without their permission, that wouldn't be allowed. But if they wanted a different husband, they're certainly free to choose that and could go do that.
No, but I'm not talking about divorce. I'm talking about you would tolerate another two husbands moving into the same house, would you, so that the wives could do what you do and put a husband on a schedule each night?
No, that's not how we would do that.
Why not?
Because, again, it's not the agreement that we have gone into this marriage and the understanding we had going into it. So.
But why would you have a problem, your wife's doing what you do? Why would you be against that?
I wouldn't have a problem if they wanted to do that on their own, but that's just not the agreement we went into the marriage with. So it's a matter of just honoring with what we had set up as.
Sure,
but
why would you not? Why would you insist that the wife left you? Why are you not tolerating people doing to you what you do to them?
Because that's not in our belief structure, and so that's why I wouldn't do that.
So the man can have lots of wives, but the wives can't have lots of husbands.
Yeah, because men are more naturally geared towards having lots of wives and not necessarily the other way around.
Why? Geared in what way?
Biologically, the way men are made. I mean, men are fertile 100% of the time, and women are not. So,
are you talking to me?
That's why I think polygamy occurs in about every society out there. It has, and polyandry the other way has occurred in about two societies.
Are you,
what they like into